You, a man, are making yourself God. Because he is God. And the realization of that is a pure gift from the Holy Spirit. We're used to the concepts, the images, but the reality, Jesus, is God. God incarnate. And it is that incarnate God whom we receive in the Eucharist. How do we stretch our minds to get it, to be open to this reality? And the great saints and mystics who, through centuries in the early church, finally found a way to say this, led by this deep mystical awareness of who Jesus really is, and having been formed in the philosophical schools of the day, you know, striving to give voice to what they knew by mystical experience to be true, that Jesus Christ is divine. And they're trying to... they hate him because he disrupts their power structure and because he exposes their hypocrisy. He does that out of love. If they die like this, they could be in very big trouble forever. And so he's exposing that, you see. So he challenges them. I've shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? When I heal a man born blind right in front of your eyes, doesn't that make you think? Who am I? Who but God can heal a man born blind? When I raise Lazarus from the dead, who am I? Now, for them, it's opposition, it's power, and it's Satan. And for us, it's more just sort of sloth. We don't stir our minds. This gospel's given us, you see, we're right now on the very verge of Holy Week. And the church is saying, take some time to adore. To adore Jesus Christ on the cross. God died for us. Isn't that amazing? How do we get that to be alive in us? Nobody here would deny the formula, but the reality, do we get it? You see? That's the challenge. You see, we're in, this is chapter 10. These challenges, as they are in John's gospel, you see? And then, how are they... received. Who is Jesus? And who is Jesus to you? And would you like to be like in deep union with him? You know, now and forever? See, that's the invitation at every liturgy. To be one with God. One, you see, he's among us. We should beg the Lord to instruct us and the whole church during this coming week. Because you see, it's the Spirit praying in the church in this very special week can lift this poor world. I mean, you see what's going on. You see the darkness, the hatred, the war, the massacre of infants. How long can this weight of darkness continue? And the Lord is saying, I want you to pray. I want you to really listen to me. I want you to learn how to yield to my prayer in you for the world. And I want to instruct you. I want to open your mind up so that you really understand I am divine. I know you've heard this concept, most of you, since you were tiny. And so you sort of used to the image. But what about the reality? I am God, and I am among you. And in a few minutes, I'm going to feed you on my body and blood, which I poured out for you, so that you could have eternal life. You see, it's the wisdom of the church. You know, so then tomorrow we have this text from Ezekiel, and then starting the plot, Caiaphas, you don't understand. Somebody has to die for the people. Not having any idea what he was saying. What kind of viciousness is that? Step into our world of darkness. Heal, preach, love, forgive. Finally die so that we can have eternal life. We're very privileged, you know, that by the mercy of God, we know enough to get out of bed and come and hear the word of God and be fed on the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who died for us so that we could have eternal life.